Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Hey, send us an email. Give us some feedback. Email address here, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. So Mitt Romney is not the first Romney to run for the presidency. His father, George Romney, governor of Michigan, was once, like his son, the front runner for the Republican nomination. But then one answer given during an interview in Detroit changed all that, to talk about what happened and also to get a feel of what we're likely going to see next Tuesday's Republican primary. I'm joined by Tim Kiska, a longtime newsman in Detroit, starting at the Free Press in 1970, then a columnist at the Detroit News, now with WWJ News Radio 950 at the Motor City. Tim, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for the invite.
In fact, when I interned at WWJ, we worked together, and I remember it quite well.
I hope I was a nice guy.
You were very nice. In fact, I helped you out. We were doing some work on polling at one point, because you are a well-known pollster. You've made some remarkably accurate predictions in the past. So I do want to start with what's coming up on Tuesday. What are we likely to see happening when it comes to Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum next week?
Well, you know what? The answer is I'm not sure at this point. I mean, the thing about primaries is people change their mind quite a bit. Now, right now, it would appear that Mitt Romney has a little bit of an edge, probably about a 4-point edge. But things change quickly. I mean, going into Colorado, by the way, the night before the election, he had a 10-point lead, and he lost by 5. And so the answer is nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, I can come up with 50 different scenarios, and there are probably 50 more after that. So it's going to be a wild day Tuesday.
When it comes to the polling results, though, what happened? I mean, Mitt Romney was holding a decisive lead in Michigan for so long. When exactly did the numbers flip on him?
Well, I would say about a month ago, but I think the big thing was that the anti-Romney folks started gathering around Rick Santorum in this state, I would say about 2 weeks ago. So about 2 weeks ago, you saw a survey that came out that had Santorum with about a 10-point lead. And right now, as I said, the last 2-3 polls that have come out in the last 24 or 48 hours have Romney up there. I mean, you know, close, but the last couple have Romney up with about by 3 points. So I think it's a lot of things. It's the advertising. I think that's part of it. But still, I don't think this race is anywhere near decided. Not going to be until Tuesday night.
You can only wonder, though, when you see such sudden shifts, if any of them are really permanent and strong. I mean, shouldn't there be some sense that Romney's established kind of a real solid base of an infrastructure of support in the state, enough to maybe get out there at the last minute to vote for him?
That is going to help quite a bit. I mean, he's got, you're right, the infrastructure, and that's going to be absolutely huge. But I've noticed that Rick Santorum has picked up some serious support, notably among Tea Party folks over the last week, and they've got their own infrastructure as well. So, as I said, I think anybody who's, you know, going into this is Friday night, anybody going into this and figuring out, okay, it's done, this is what it's going to be, you just don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to dodge the question, but what I'm saying is things have a way of changing, and I've seen a lot of elections that have changed over the weekend, as a matter of fact, in terms of primaries.
Do you think this story, though, that Mitt Romney is, I guess, a pseudo-Michiganian, having grown up in the state, do you think that really resonates with voters at this point? I mean, considering that he doesn't have a residency in the state, he made his fortune in California, established his political career in Massachusetts, is there really anything left for us to think of him as a Michiganian?
No. And as a matter of fact, there was this one survey that asked people out, asked people quite blunt, you know, bluntly, okay, do you think he's a Michiganian? Only 1 in 4 thought of him that way. And just remember, his dad left the governor's office in 1969, and so you'd have to have a few years on you to remember George Romney as the governor of the state of Michigan. So the answer is, I'm not sure that people think of him that way. I mean, you know, as a Michigan guy.
I'm talking to Tim Kiska, a longtime newsman in Detroit, now with WWJ News Radio, AM 950, also a well-known pollster. So let's talk about Mitt Romney's father, George Romney, who was well on his way to becoming the Republican presidential nominee for the 1968 election. But then, on August 31st, 1967, in a taped interview with talk show host Lou Gordon here in Detroit, or out there in Detroit, he said the following. Well, here's the interview, so let's take a listen.
Governor, shifting to Vietnam in November of 1965, when you returned from Vietnam, You said, and I'm quoting, "Involvement was morally right and necessary and probably reversed a shift in the balance of power greater than if Hitler had conquered Europe. In recent weeks, you said you didn't think we should have been involved at all and that President Johnson's decision to expand the bombing wasn't going to resolve the problem. Isn't your position a bit inconsistent with what it was, and what do you propose we do now?"
Well, you know, when I came back from Vietnam, I just had the greatest brainwashing that anybody can get when you...
By the generals?
When you go over to Vietnam, well, not only by the generals, but also by the diplomatic corps over there. And they do a very thorough job. And since returning from Vietnam, I've gone into the history of Vietnam all the way back into World War II and before. And as a result, I have changed my mind in that particular. I no longer believe that it was necessary for us to get involved in South Vietnam.
So that's George Romney, Michigan governor, 1967. Tim, you're also the author of the book, Newscast for the Masses, The History of Detroit Television News, published by Wayne State University Press. So you're well familiar with this interview and the situation. What exactly was the impact of that on-air statement?
Well, it tubed his chances for the presidency. I mean, he was doing relatively well, as I understand it, going into that interview. That and that brainwashing phrase hit the front pages, or, you know, hit the media almost immediately, and it really caused him big problems. Now, what's interesting about that is his choice of the word brainwashing. Now, if you go back and look at it, you know, in hindsight, what he's saying is hardly radical. Anybody that went over there got a sales job from the State Department and the military. I mean, that's pretty much established fact right now. I mean, that you know, those two groups went a long way toward you know, arguing that, you know, things were going well in Vietnam. So what he's saying was hardly radical. But what caught everybody's attention was that use of that word brainwashing, and he kind of held himself up to, unfortunately for him, scorn and ridicule. So I think that's what caused the problem. Also, Gordon, by the way, was a master self-promoter, and the minute he heard that phrase, he knew exactly what he had. And as I understand it, Romney was barely out of the building at Channel 50 where he did the interview when Gordon was on the phone with the New York Times Detroit Bureau and the AP and a couple of other folks and played them the tape. And it went all across the country in a very short period of time. And as I said, it's sort of, you know, you almost had to be there. But, you know, Vietnam was such a hot issue that what he said just caused immense problems. And he ended up, his candidacy ended up going away.
I mean, basically, no politician at that time expressing that opinion would have been able to survive.
Probably not. And at that time, by the way, things were so hot that, I mean, you know, the country was so split, and it was ripping this country apart that no matter what he said, he was going to get himself into trouble. But that particular choice of words, I mean, if you look at it, you kind of wonder, well, boy, why would that cause any kind of problem? Well, it did, in a big way. I often wonder if he had not used the word brainwashing, if he'd gone up there and said, "Look, I got a lot of, got a sales job from the military, I got a sales job from the State Department, but I've changed my mind." You know, I'm not sure it would have worked. I don't think it would have been as serious for him, but it turned out to be quite a serious error on his part.
What about the riots though in Detroit? Was he not being blamed for those?
No, not really. I don't think. I think if anybody took a hit on that, it would have been then the mayor, Detroit Mayor Jerry Kavanaugh, and he was you know, up until the riots happened in '67, there had been some discussion that Kavanaugh might be, you know, a presidential contender someday. Well, that pretty well killed his career. He didn't run for re-election in 1969. He took one brief run for the U.S. Senate in the early 1970s. Didn't make it out. He became ill. Right before, just as the primary was heating up, but that was the end for him, and he ended up dying fairly young, as a matter of fact.
You think it's just coincidental, then, that now we see George Romney's son, Mitt Romney, also being criticized for reversing his position on major issues?
You know, that's a great question, and I don't know. You know, I don't know the answer. I mean, you know, what I'm hearing, and particularly in the last couple of days, is, well, let me just throw this out for you. What's wrong with, if you get more information, changing your mind on something like that? Yeah, on something. But that seems to be a big problem these days.
So from the polling you do and what you've seen in politics, is that the biggest sin in politics? I mean, is that something that's just intolerable when a politician changes his mind on an issue?
You know, it depends on who you talk to. You know, among some elements, particularly, you know, among conservatives, well, I mean, you know, the idea that somebody, I mean, Rick Santorum, it was interesting during Wednesday's debate, he was getting some heat for a couple of votes he made, and he was basically saying, look, you know, this politics is a team sport, and every once in a while you basically have to vote somewhere that, you know, you're not crazy about it, but, you know, you do it, because you take one for the team, is I think what he used it, what he said, and I think... Yeah, I think it's personally, I think it's a little unreasonable to think that somebody would get into politics and never change their mind ever. I mean, just let me raise that for discussion. I mean, why should anybody be held to that standard where you make up your mind at whatever age and you, no matter what evidence comes your way, you never change your mind? Would that be a good thing? I don't think so.
Well, one thing that's clear is it's dangerous to be too thoughtful, perhaps. But I guess, Tim, one thing you can guarantee when it comes to this coming Tuesday is that Ron Paul will not be the winner.
No, I think he's sowing seeds for the future. Maybe not for himself, but I think it's pretty clear that he thinks that at some point the libertarian philosophy might catch some traction.
Well, hopefully he'll still be alive at that point.
Well, and you know, and you particularly, by the way, I think he's going to be up there at Michigan State, as I understand it, and Central Michigan, and a couple of other places. I think he's doing quite well among young people.
Tim Kiska, longtime newsman from Detroit, currently with WWJ News Radio 950. Tim, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for the invite. Appreciate it.
Excellent. We'll talk again soon.